broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Because every day above ground is a good day. It's just that Saturdays are for the boys. It is Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3 worldwide on the ESPN app, and we are on any and all smart speakers. You can listen to us from any and every kitchen, bedroom, and wherever you might have an Alexa, Google Home, or whatever device, simply by telling it, play ESPN West Palm. We are counting down to college football, and then 1 week later to the National Football League. We got UFC 305. Jason Anik of the Remember the Show podcast, where he hosts alongside the welterweight UFC champion of the world. He will join us for our Twin Peaks Fight Picks coming up here shortly. We got NFL news. We've got NFL drama. We got to hear from Tom Brady. Is he thinking about making a comeback? We'll get to all that in just a second. Plus, of course, more trouble with Aaron Rodgers, because that's what he does. It is a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. Family owned, family operated. It's 1957. It's been in the family since day one. And it is A1. The best fried fish sandwich in town. Ask anybody. It's even named that. Voted best fried chicken in Palm Beach County once again by you, the people. Crispy, crunchy, juicy, golden brown fried perfection. Right now you're driving around. You got the honey-do list. You're getting stuff done so you can get your Saturday taken care of. Order on your phone, budschicken.com. Get all the dipping sauces. Get all those sides. The mac and cheese, the creamy coleslaw. The best potato salad in the world, says my boy Thomas from the amphitheater. I'm talking about chicken tenders made of tenderloin. USDA classified tenderloin. Not just breast meat fried up like the others. The actual chicken tender by design is intended. Bud's Chicken and Seafood. A tradition unlike any other. Go to budschicken.com, order for pickup, delivery, or drive through, or just order ahead so it's there hot and fresh and ready when you are on a Bud's Chicken and Seafood Saturday on Saturday Tailgate. All right, let's get started. Good Saturday, Damian Perez. What'd I tell you about Team USA winning but not covering? That was free money in the bank last week. Hopefully you cashed in on it.
Spot on, man. Spot on. Absolutely.
Never in doubt.
Never in doubt. And I'm looking forward to the picks for later on today, too.
You will get those in the Hard Rock Bet Quick Picks, and they'll be UFC-centric. Meanwhile, I mentioned to Tom Brady, is he honestly considering coming out of retirement to play in the National Football League? I want you to take a quick listen here to what he said back in April. He was a guest on a podcast, and they're talking about what if the phone rang. What if a team gave you a call? A quarterback went down. You know, like what just happened with J.J. McCarthy. Listen to what Brady said. And more importantly, listen to what he doesn't say. Take a listen.
Say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers. Maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots.
Somebody.
Raiders could be. Oh. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it.
Wow.
I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
He wouldn't be opposed to it, which leaves the door wide open. You can shut this all down and end it by saying absolutely not. So now the bosses at Fox Sports have got to be thinking, are you serious? We got to deal with this guy for $375 million.
Just gave him a lot of money, too.
And now he's saying that he's not opposed to just walking away from our job, our gig, after we just demoted Greg Olsen to the B team as a result. What's fascinating is when they were talking about the phone potentially call coming, he said Patriots. He volunteered Patriots, Damian. He wasn't asked by the barber. He just threw that name in there. That's fascinating.
I mean, that's his loyalty right there. That's his team. That's the team he made a name with. But
you don't find it interesting that he just throws it out there? You don't find it interesting that he just threw it out there? Like, they got quarterbacks.
That's the point I was
getting. They got a new coach.
They don't really need him as much as, for example, the Vikings do.
But so, this was again in April, mind you.
Right.
Right. Keep that in mind. All right, let's continue on. This is the new video. Take a listen to this sound. This is a vlog that Tom Brady just shared following his trip to Paris for the Olympics. Listen closely to what he is saying this week about why he stays in the shape that he stays in. Listen.
You're just flexing for social media these days.
I just want to make sure all those young bucks in the NFL know that if I still wanted to come out of retirement.
Right, all the way out. Go way out, way out.
Throw the pass.
Oh! They still got something to deal with.
I just want those young bucks in the NFL to know that if I want to come out of retirement, they still got something to deal with. Fascinating words by Tom Brady. Is it impossible that he comes back this season? Is it absolutely never going to happen, Damian Perez, that we see Tom Brady in pads and a helmet playing this season? Impossible or no?
I personally think it's impossible.
Why?
Although the situation is laid out perfectly for him. You know, the Vikings just lost their quarterback.
They got a quarterback.
They lost their rookie quarterback. Mm-hmm. The quarterback of the future, quarterback they're looking to transition.
For the season, who probably wasn't going to start anyway, and J.J. McCarthy was probably going to be Sam Darnold, but go ahead.
But, I mean, Kevin O'Connell's the head coach of that team, mm-hmm. and they were teammates back in 2008
yep.
on the Patriots. Yep. Kevin O'Connell was drafted to be his backup.
Yep.
So you would figure it's laid out perfectly for him to join this Vikings team, but I think it's impossible, man. I think it's just...
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's sports radio talk. It's laid out perfectly for him to...
The narrative is there.
He's almost 50 years old, okay? And he's not in camp. And it would be one of those stop... Now, they're going to use a journeyman veteran at that position. But the journeyman veteran's also 20 years younger. Like, Tom Brady's almost 50 years old. Sam Darnold's bounced around a lot. But I don't think he's 30 yet. I literally think he's 20 years younger than Tom Brady is. It will be fascinating to hear if Tom Brady publicly says things that are more reassuring to Fox, that are more reassuring to the people that hired him on the biggest broadcast contract in history. It'll be fascinating to see, or if he allows for the speculatory type banter to continue. We shall find out. You mentioned the Minnesota Vikings, and yeah, they got a situation. The Minnesota Vikings are in a spot. Because they have lost J.J. McCarthy for the season. Before the season even began. He becomes, by the way, the first rookie quarterback chosen in the first round to miss a season in the Super Bowl era. This never happened before. Are the Vikings, in fact, cursed at quarterback? Well, take a listen, because here was the Pat McAfee Show breaking the news, and you can hear that they were shooketh by the fact that history was being made, the worst kind of history, a first-round quarterback being selected and missing the entire season during to injury. Take a listen.
Oh, whoa. No. From Tom Pelissero, Vikings rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy will miss the entirety of the 2024 season after torn meniscus repaired today by Chris Larson at Twin Cities Orthopedics. Sources tell Rap Sheet and Pelissero. Disappointing end of year one, but repair gives McCarthy the best chance at a long career. We talked about this yesterday with the meniscus. AJ, you actually brought it up. Mm. Are they removing it, cutting it, smoothing it, or repairing it, which involves like stitches and putting it back together, which obviously takes a longer time to heal? To announce that he's out for the entirety of the season at this standpoint is wild to me with what we read yesterday and everything. But man, what a bummer, because he looked the part. He certainly looked the part for Minnesota. This is Sam Darnold's team this upcoming season. I'm bummed out for J.J. McCarthy.
It is a situation that the Vikings know too well. Adam Schefter tweeted out, Vikings quarterback misfortune over the past 8 years. 2016, Teddy Bridgewater, who was their guy, who was going to... Damien, he was going to be the future. He was going to be the franchise.
He did. He had a very good first season, too.
2016, Teddy Bridgewater suffered serious non-contact knee injury before the start of the regular season. By the way, that was so bad that they ended practice. When he got hurt, they ended practice and everybody home. 2023, Kirk Cousins ruptured his Achilles in week 8. And now, 2024, first-round rookie J.J. McCarthy suffers meniscus injury in first preseason game. Requires surgery and ends his rookie season. This is a franchise that you can, you know, draw your own conclusions. You can connect the dots, or you can kind of go, ooh, there's a theme here. But the reality is Doug Clarkson tweeted out what I said. J.J. McCarthy is the first quarterback drafted in the first round in the common draft era. That's 1967 on. To miss his entire rookie season due to injury. The Teddy Bridgewater thing, the Kirk Cousins thing, that happens. But the fact that it happens with McCarthy, and it's the first time it's ever happened in the Super Bowl era since 1967, that's almost 60 years, 57 years now. the Vikings, they are cursed. They are cursed with quarterbacks. Somebody put a spell on them. It's freaky deaky.
It's absolutely. And what makes it worse is that J.J. McCarthy was having a great start to his career. Preseason, you can argue he was the better looking out of all the rookie quarterbacks that were in this draft. You can argue he was the best one.
You can argue that, sure.
At least looking in preseason. Yeah. So that I think that aspect of it makes it hurt even more. But I agree, man. They have to be cursed. It's just there's the only way to explain it.
It seemed like Sam Darnold was likely to be the starter. It seemed like they were going to allow J.J. McCarthy to develop, like you saw with Eli Manning, unlike Peyton Manning. And now that's obviously he will develop, but it will be done so obviously while going to physical rehabilitation. Meanwhile, the New York Jets, that disaster this past week, Hassan Reddick yet to report. Robert Saleh speaking on the situation, said this and only this. Listen close.
I'm not going to elaborate any more than Joe did. You know, it is what it is. I'm going to focus on the guys who are here.
You're focused on those guys, Robert, but I mean, is it, how do you avoid this being a distraction?
It's not. I promise you it's not. You know, it's a great opportunity for the guys who are here. You know, we love our D-line. We love our depth.
Is it, in fact, a distraction, or is Saleh right? It's not a distraction. I think it becomes a distraction because they got to talk about it, be asked about it. But actually, during practice and training camp itself, the guy was never there before. So you can't miss what you never had. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This is a dude the Jets traded for, knowing that he wanted a new deal. That's why he left Philadelphia. And the Jets actually gave stuff away to get a guy that they didn't even know that they could sign or keep. The Jets continue to be the Jets. This is a disaster. I went all over this with an edition of Questionable Call on Wednesday, devoted to the Jets being a disaster. It's not that Rodgers has the book and missed camp and went to Egypt. So what? It's not that Reddick didn't show up. So what? It's that they went and traded for a guy, meaning they gave away assets for a dude that they didn't already have a deal with. You know how dangerous that is to do? What they just did.
They got ahead of themselves.
They paid for something that is not yet delivered and may not be delivered. And guess what? You can't get your money back. You literally cannot get your money back. It's like buying a scalped ticket from a dude and the concert gets postponed, but then you can't get the rebate or the refund because, well, they bought it. You got no connection
too
to
it. Late now.
That's exactly what it is. Aaron Rodgers asked about Hassan Reddick's absence. Aaron Rodgers, being a little diplomatic, had this to say. Take a listen.
Obviously, we'd love for him to be here, but, you know, we don't judge him for trying to do what's best for him. I think what's best for him is to be a Jet because this is going to be a fun ride. But, you know, he's got to make the best decision for him and his family.
He's got to make the best decision for him and his family. There's a very politically correct, a very soft way of dancing the line. He's not saying, dude, get here. We're counting on you. He doesn't know the dude that well. They never played together. He knows them. They had text messages. But it's just Rodgers. Instead of being the guy that says everybody else is here working, let's go get this. He says, well, I can't make it. And by the way, what athletes say and quarterbacks say is very rarely, nor should it be, the truth. What he actually thinks is probably very different from publicly what it is he's willing to say. But the Jets got a problem because, again, it's not that they got a great player who's not there and wants to be traded. It's that they got a player who's not there and wants to be traded, who's never taken a single snap. He's been in the building one time. Aaron Rodgers last season played four downs. There's a chance that Hassan Reddick played zero at this point, to this point of this conversation. Coming up, when we return, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, an explosive new book on Aaron Rodgers, unauthorized book, is coming out on Tuesday. Aaron, not happy being asked if the book was authorized or not, Aaron saying some interesting things as well about whether the stories in the book are true. We will hear from Aaron Rodgers coming up next. First, a reminder, St. Lucie Battery and Tire, the home of honest, reliable service since 1970. This is a great family-owned business, slbt.com. Beyond just batteries and beyond tires, of course you got cars and trucks and SUVs, and they got batteries for all that. They got batteries as well for RVs and jet skis and side-by-sides and golf carts and anything you might have. They're top independent tire dealer and recognized as such annually because they're one of those pillars of the community type businesses. There's now 18 locations of this great business between West Palm and the Treasure Coast. If you need oil changes, they can get you in faster and get you out cheaper than the dealership where you bought your vehicle because of the cost of hourly labor. Major, minor, service, repairs, all of it they do, but it's about relationships. They build relationships. They're dealing with now a third and fourth generation of a family. Because if you started going there in 1970, well, think about it. You're somebody's grandfather now, or even great-grandfather, to be honest. When you have relationships with your people, it means you know what the car has had and what it has, and it means you know what it needs and what it does. They're not looking for things to try and charge you more money for. They're not looking for things to try and pad. They're looking for ways to make your vehicles run better, last longer, cost you less money to maintain, because your vehicle is your second biggest investment. They're helping you protect that. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, they're my people. They're the good people. The home of honest, reliable service, 1970. Again, 18 locations from West Palm to the Treasure Coast means if you're hearing this, there's one near you. Go to slbt.com. Trust me on this. St. Lucie Battery and Tire, home of honest, reliable service since 1970. Aaron Rodgers speaks. We hear it next Saturday tailgate with JC. That's me on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
Saturday Tailgate with your boy JC, brother love. Saturday, 9 to 10 a.m. Remember, subscribe to the new show on YouTube, the main show. Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. See my busted up face blowing through the biggest topic storylines. 7-8 minute long episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday on YouTube. Watch it right now at Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Hit subscribe. Watch the episodes. Hit like. It is a Saturday morning in which we're on the cusp of Aaron Rodgers' new book. We'll hear from Aaron Rodgers in just a second. First, though, I want to remind you about Andrologics West Palm Beach. Gentlemen, your body chemistry is as unique as your fingerprint. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to bring back the testosterone you had in your 20s. The good news is that Andrologics Health West Palm Beach has been treating and beating low T for over 20 years. This is proof, not promise. This is science. In the good news, bad news situation, I'll give you the bad news first. You know the supplements? They're going to give you a free trial supplement from TV, send away your testosterone. The bad news is they don't actually work. The bad news, if you even read the label, talks the FDA has not reviewed the claims, they don't actually work. And we know that because, well, proof. Plus, the other proof is this. If supplements actually did work, the multi-billion dollar industry of testosterone replacement wouldn't exist because it wouldn't have to. Andrologics, West Palm Beach. Been treating and beating low T for over 20 years. Doctors design a custom testosterone replacement therapy that is shipped right to your door. You're going to want to get started because you're going to want to feel younger and build that lean muscle and have energy and perform better from the boardroom to the bedroom. You know what I'm talking about. Increased energy, mental clarity. Improve your libido. Look, feel, and do like you were young again. It is proof, science, not promise. Get started today, because a month from now, you wish that you did start today. It's very simple. On your phone right now, on your computer right now, whatever device you got, go to andrologics.com. That's A-N-D-R-O-L-O-G-I-X. Again, A-N-D-R-O-L-O-G-I-X.com. Andrologics Health. Andrologics West Palm Beach, andrologix.com. You've been thinking about it, gentlemen. Now is the time. Andrologics Health, because experience matters. How about Aaron Rodgers? The new book coming out on Tuesday promises to be explosive with stories, anecdotes, allegations, and apologies from Aaron Rodgers. He did not authorize this. He did not write this. He got nothing to do with this. Imagine feeling powerless as he is, knowing that somebody's writing a book about you and you got no say in it whatsoever. That's a spot that Aaron Rodgers, who likes to control the narrative, can't be comfortable with.
I feel like at the same time, he's kind of used to it. This has been happening his entire career.
How many books, though, by authors like Ian O'Connell of this level have been written about him?
Books is kind of excessive. But I feel like, to an extent, it kind of feeds his ego. You know, he loves that.
But he can't control the narrative.
He can't. That's,
it may say that he was terrible this and bad at that. He lied about this. It may say things that he didn't want public that he has no control over.
But we all know Aaron Rodgers is going to come out and defend himself.
Aaron Rodgers was on Geo and Boomer on New York Sports Radio. And they ask, because apparently they can't tell the difference between an authorized and an unauthorized biography. Take a listen when Rodgers gets asked if this book was authorized by him.
So this Ian O'Connor book, was this an authorized or not authorized biography by you?
A rhetorical question.
Okay.
Is it not?
I guess. I don't know.
It's hard to tell.
I swear to you, I was looking up this. I couldn't figure it out because there were quotes in there. So it looked like you gave your blessing. But then on the other hand, it looked like there was stuff in there that you didn't want to be in there. So I was confused. So I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm just going to ask him.
Notice that Gio's talking a lot. Aaron's not talking because Aaron's not amused. Aaron's like, you know, Aaron Rodgers thinks he's smarter than everyone else. You know, he thinks that. Here's a spot where he's looking at Gio like, are you serious right now? Like, you can't tell if it's authorized or unauthorized. Wouldn't it say authorized? Wouldn't it say with Aaron Rodgers? I'm asking you. Wouldn't it say with Aaron Rodgers on the book cover if, in fact, it was authorized by him?
It should.
Yeah, I mean, if it was authorized, you'd want people to know that.
Right.
Right? You'd want people to know that. So then Rodgers talking about whether or not the stories in here are true. Like, for example, apparently the book is going to tell us about when Rodgers lied about his vaccination status, which he did do. Listen to this.
And there's other stories in there that are true, that I'm sure are true. There's stories that are maybe, exaggerated over time. There's stories that are prospectively true to people because that's what it seemed to them.
He didn't say he's a renowned journalist and author. I'm sure he did his homework. I'm sure what he's sharing is factual and accurate. He said, I'm sure there's things in there that are probably true. Other things that, you know, out of proportion. And like, he's already in damage control. He's already in the mindset of, some of it's probably true, I guess. Like, it's discrediting the author, who is a renowned, respected journalist and author.
He's also making it seem like he hasn't read the book. You know, it's all like, well, sure he has. I'm sure this is what it says.
But right. But no one's, he hasn't read it, to my knowledge. He's interested in the first chapter because the first chapter is all about his grandfather. Like, the origins of his grandfather being shot down in World War I or whatever it was. Then Rodgers on actually meeting Ian O'Connell, the author of this book, because he said, hey, you know, I wrote the book. Let's meet up. Listen to this.
I don't know what kind of book he's going to write. I do know that when I met him, one of the first things he said was, I'm double vaxxed and double boosted.
Was he wearing a mask?
And then right. He went on a story about, you know, Kyrie Irving, so listen. You know, I'm sure it'll be an interesting read.
I'm sure it'll be an interesting read. He says read with disdain. I'm sure it'll be an interesting read. What he's implying there, Damian, is that the first thing he said was, I'm double vaxxed, I'm double boosted, and they talked about Kyrie Irving. What he's saying with the interesting read is that he believes it is going to be skewed towards someone that's going to vilify him for being anti-vaccination.
And he said that. He said prospectively correct to some people. He said it in his last statement.
Yeah. He's implying that Ian O'Connell may be a vax freak. He may be a nervous Nelly with a face mask. I mean, I have friends that died from COVID. I have several friends who died from COVID. I had COVID bad a couple times. I got the vaccination only because work required us. If we were going to come to the office, we had to. They made that very, very, very clear. So to each their own. But he is already getting ahead of the vaccination thing and rallying the...
I feel like he's also kind of making it seem like it's got a biased tone, the book itself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how you said he's beginning the damage control.
He's already ahead of it. All right, we continue on this Saturday tailgate. It is time for More or Less, presented by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Get more. And I'm talking about more legal representation. Hopefully more compensation. Car accident, truck accident, slip and fall, trip and fall, injured on the job. Call Anajar and Levine, 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, you pay nothing unless you get paid. They will fight to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. You'll always talk about your case with an actual attorney. They answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So take back control of your life. Let them handle everything. You shouldn't be dealing with the insurance company yourself because they never, ever will fight fair. Just call Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. 1-800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. Anajar and Levine, take back control of your life. Last week, we did the season over-unders in wins. According to Hard Rock Bet, Florida's only legal sportsbook. Today, we will do the NFC East. Damian Perez, more or less. Dallas Cowboys, 10.5 wins. Over-under is minus 180, meaning that if you go over, you'd have to risk 180 to win 100. Cowboys winning more or less than 10.5 games. Go.
I'm going to go over. I think they're going to figure out their whole situation with CeeDee Lamb. They're going to have a good season.
The last 3 years, they've won more than 10 games.
I'm going to go over with this one.
The last 3 years, they've won more than 10 games. And three seasons ago, there was no 17th game. Right. I'm going to go under. I think they're a 10-7, 9-8 kind of, I think it's going to be close. But give me the Cowboys in disarray. That's just more fun to root for anyway, isn't it? Continuing more or less, presented by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, New York Giants. 6.5 wins. Going over is minus 135. More or less than 6.5 wins. Giants, Damian Perez.
That is a tough line.
It's a good line. It's a good number. Good line.
I'm going to go under. I do not have trust in Daniel Jones. I don't think he can stay healthy, and that's the reason why I think I'm going to go under.
I think they're a 5-12 kind of a football team. Give me the Giants under as well. I will go less than the 6.5. All right. Now to the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, remember, last year started 10-1 and then lost 6 of their last 7, whatever that mess was. More or less, Eagles, 10.5 wins. The over is minus 135 to give you an idea about the expectations, say, versus Dallas. Eagles, 10.5 wins, more or less, Damian Perez.
I am going to go over with this one. I think the Eagles are going to fly high this year. They signed Saquon Barkley. They got A.J. Brown under contract, Devontae Smith. I think they're going to have a good season. Over.
Say the exact same thing, but do it in Spanish. Go.
Actually, me gusta la Philadelphia Eagles porque firmaron a Saquon Barkley, firmaron a A.J. Brown, firmaron a Antonio Brown. Devontae Smith, y van a tener una buena temporada.
A.J. Brown. See, Spanish, A.J. Brown becomes Antonio Brown, Spanish.
Por más de 10.5.
It's tricky. It's tricky like that. I am going Philadelphia Eagles just barely over. I think they're an 11-6 kind of a team. Sirianni's got to sort that out. Him and Hurts got to really figure out what that problem was between it and make like Elsa from Frozen and let it go. Washington. Commanders.
I like this one.
More or less than 6.5 wins. Over is minus 130. Damian.
I'm going to go over. I love Jaden Daniels. I think they're going to have a good season. They just signed Eckler. I think this line's going to go over.
Washington is an 8-9 kind of a football team. They'll win the games that the Giants will lose. They're an over 6.5 play.
A lot All of right. upside.
I'm sorry?
There's a lot of upside there with Jaden Daniels.
There is indeed. All right, quickly. What's more likely, or who's more likely to win a playoff game? The Eagles or the Cowboys? To win a playoff game, go.
Eagles.
I agree. Eagles are more likely to win a playoff game. Which is less likely to happen? Less likely to happen. The Cowboys lose 10 games or more, or they win the Super Bowl. Which is less likely?
Less likely to win the Super Bowl. I think that's less likely for sure.
I agree with you. I think they could lose 10 games. I think they could go 7-10. Which is more likely to happen? Saquon Barkley rushes for 1,200 yards or the Giants make the playoffs? Which is more likely to happen?
This one's easy for me. More likely Saquon Barkley to rush for 1,200 yards. I do not see the Giants making the playoffs, man. I'm sorry.
I'm not sure Saquon Barkley gets to 1,000, let alone to 1,200. There is your more or less presented by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. Take back control of your life. We come back. We'll get our UFC fight picks, Twin Peaks style, with Jason Anik and your Hard Rock Bet quick picks for this weekend. First, a reminder that X Golf is coming to West Palm Beach in quick time. X Golf, changing golf forever. Indoors, new to West Palm Beach, most accurate golf simulators in the world, welcoming players of any and all level. Bring your clubs or you can rent some there. fully stocked bar, great food, excellent service, and a ton of TVs to watch all the games, all the matches, and all the golf on TV. There are these are all indoor golf bays with their own dedicated TV as well. It's a great space for events and parties. And by the way, to hold your golf tournaments indoors, so you don't have to worry about the weather. Coming soon, 1900 Okeechobee Boulevard, grand opening. Get information right now on Instagram at xgolfwpb. Again, on Instagram at xgolfwpb. Your Twin Peaks Fight Picks coming up next with Jason Anik. Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3.
Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. Listen live worldwide on the ESPN app and on your smart speaker by saying play ESPN West Palm. Here's Josh Cohen.
It is UFC 305 tonight on ESPN Plus pay-per-view, but you don't got to pay to view. Go to Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views, 29-degree beer, made from scratch favorites. Your UFC fight headquarters. Never a cover. Not for any boxing, not any MMA, not any UFC, including 305 tonight, which be an absolute fire card. Twin Peaks for your fantasy football draft parties all the way through every single game of the season. Pembroke Pines, Davie, Cypress Creek, Hollywood, and of course, just off I-95 on Palm Beach Lakes Boulevard in West Palm. It is the incomparable Ultimate Guys Lodge, Sports Lodge, Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks Fight Picks. We bring in one of the experts, of course, remember the show, and also just recently I saw him on the Show Me the Money podcast. He is none other than friend of the show Jason Anik, who joins us on Saturday Tailgate on ESPN 106.3. Good Saturday, Jason. How are you, my friend?
Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen. And how about Twin Peaks bringing you a twin?
Let's go.
You like that?
That's right. He, of course, a twin, monozygotic twin. John Anik, the play-by-play man of the UFC. His identical twin brother, Jason, is a Twin Peak. I didn't even put that together. Like, that's totally just, you just realized that. I didn't even realize that.
Well, you know, you and John are the only two guys that use the word monozygotic. I'm not nerdy enough. I'm not enough of a dork like you two to use that word.
Uh-huh.
But JC is my guy. So Josh, let me ask you right out of the gate, because I love you.
Let's
on a
go.
Scale of 1 to 10,
yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, mm-hmm. How concerned are you that I will use foul language today?
About 8.7, almost to 9, right on the cusp. But the good news is we got a dump button so we can make those cuss words go away, because you and your monozygotic twin have filthy, filthy pirate mouths. Like, you guys cuss like a Red Fox comedy special from the 1970s.
Well, I am not blessed with the dulcet tones that you have, you know, that those radio, those raspy tones.
Yeah.
But you can be sure on a scale of 1 to 10, it should be 0. Off the scale. I am a professional, sir.
Yes,
you will
you
have
are.
None of that. So excited to talk to you. Always great to see you. Got to see you twice recently. What do you got, JC? Yeah.
Let's get at it. It is UFC 305 on ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Our Twin Peaks fight picks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. 29-degree beer. Never recover. For any of the fights, and that's MMA and, of course, UFC. Let's get right at it, my friend. Let's go Tai Tuivasa and Biggie Boy Rozenstruik. This is one of those fights we expect to not go the distance. Rozenstruik minus 240 favorite. One of these guys likely to go to sleep. But with that said, there's a decent chance, Jason Anik, that we all wind up going to sleep. This doesn't become anything. Your thoughts?
You know, it's interesting. I am so excited for this particular fight, and this card is really stacked.
Yep.
Last night on my show with Bilal Muhammad, we typically pick three fights, and this wasn't one of the three, which I'm sure you can understand as we break down the rest of the card, but how can you not pick this heavyweight fight? But what's interesting, and you talked about the appearance this week on Show Me the Money podcast, Matty Betts, Gilbert Burns, Bilal Muhammad, I want to say Kenny Floyd, everybody likes Tuivasa here as almost a 2-1 underdog.
Wow.
Now, for me, Tuivasa has lost 4 straight. I'm not running to the window. Jarzinho Rozenstruik, any of these heavyweights, any of these heavyweights are certainly capable of this fight ending very quickly. You know, from my standpoint, Tuivasa is a very hard guy not to root for. Anyone who saw the press conference, the first question that gets asked of him, the crowd is just electric. And you can tell, a lot like JC, he's just gifted on the microphone. He gets on the microphone, big smile, just such a charismatic guy. Yeah. Hard for me not to root for him. And a lot of the sharp minds that I trust seem to like him at close to 2-1.
I'm going to play this one to not go the distance. Put it inside of a parlay, which will come up here shortly in the Hard Rock Bet Quick Picks. But I'm going to say this one doesn't go the distance because it is one of those home crowd situations for Tai Tuivasa. If it were neutral site, I would be more concerned about the we might fall asleep. Let's continue on to Dan Hooker and Matheus Gamrot. This one is Gamrot roughly minus 380-ish in this fight between the Pole and the Kiwi. Dan Hooker's had mixed results as of late. Does he deserve to be almost a plus 300 dog, though? What says you, Jason Anik?
Oh, the way you phrase the question maybe forces me to say, no, he doesn't deserve to be that type of underdog, but I completely understand the line.
Yeah.
What I will say is at the press conference, you see Dan Hooker just like, oh, I'm a live dog in any fist fight, and I believe every word of it. My friend Big Ron Betts out in Vegas and Gilbert Burns both talked about a flying knee, perhaps, from Dan Hooker, almost a la George Masvidal back in the day against Ben Askren. But they both sort of described it almost like a little bit of a Hail Mary, that Gamrot would sort of come in for a takedown because Gamrot is a wrestler, and perhaps that knee could sort of, you know, make that underdog money come in. But Matheus Gamrot's a smart guy, and he is a big, big problem. I expect him to close the distance. I think it's a tough matchup for Dan Hooker, but I can't wait for this. Dan Hooker has fought absolutely everybody. His last fight, he broke his face and his arm at the hands of Jalen Turner's, hands and feet, I should say, of Jalen Turner, and still wins a split decision. So that was about a year ago, so he certainly had time to heal. Yep. I love me some Dan Hooker. But Matheus Gamrot, man, he has a win over Arman Tsarukyan back in the day. You know, he's won three straight. I don't know, man. This is a tough one. The line prohibits me from betting on Gamrot. But I'm excited for this one, man.
Tough guys. Tough fight to pick. UFC 305 ESPN Plus pay-per-view. Watch it at Twin Peaks locations. Never a cover. UFC, your official UFC fight headquarters is Twin Peaks. How about the Astro Boy? He looks like Michael Scott from The Office. Steve Urseg and Kai Kara France. This one is intriguing because Urseg at minus 170, some believe, should actually be even chalkier. What says Jason Anik on this co-main event of the evening between Kai Kara France, the Kiwi, and the Aussie, Steve Urseg?
I am in the camp of thinking it should be chalkier. Yeah. I have yet to talk to someone who likes Kai Kara France in the fight.
Yeah.
Urseg fought Pantoja in Brazil for the belt in May. Close fight, something.
Very.
Steve Urseg won the fight. I think my brother John thinks maybe he won. Urseg born in Perth. I see him as a future champion. For me, I absolutely agree with your question out of the gate. I think this line should be bigger. But whenever that happens in mixed martial arts, something has to give. And this is a three-round fight. And I don't like that it's a three-round fight. For me, in the big show, that is the UFC. When you have high-level co-main event like this, for it to be a three-round fight, I feel like we're getting robbed a little bit here. So, but from my standpoint, I hate to say it, but Kara France, he's lost two straight, got banged, concussed in training. For me, it's hard not to look anywhere but Urseg. I'm looking to find a leg maybe to tie him with, perhaps. But give me Astro Boy all day here, if I'm being honest with you, JC.
Jason Anik joining us on Saturday Tailgate with Josh Cohen on ESPN 106.3. And we are worldwide on the ESPN app and, of course, nationwide as well. Tell any smart speaker to play ESPN West Palm. The main event of the evening, title fight, middleweight division, Trickus du Plessis, Israel Adesanya. There is no love lost. There's bad blood. There's all these storylines. We saw Izzy crying in the press conference. It is a 3-inch height advantage for the former champion looking to regain once again. Do you realize Izzy has fought, I think it is now, 12 consecutive fights that are title fights? Something ridiculous. This is almost a pick'em. Right now I'm seeing Izzy slight favored in this fight. Jason Anik, remember the show podcast, Anik and Florian podcast as well. You have to pick this one. Which way you leaning, brother?
What a fight. You know, it's interesting. And for those of you listening that might recognize the voice, I am not John Anik. I'm his identical twin. John most certainly
monozygotic.
These fights.
Monozygotic. Yeah, say it. Say it.
So for those of us old folks like me and JC, back in the day, late night host David Letterman had a band on called Future Islands, right? And they did this crazy song, their sort of debut on network television, right? And they finished performing, and David Letterman's like, I'll take all of that you got, you know? And he was just all fired up. That's how I feel about this main event. I couldn't be more excited for this main event. A pick'em fight in a main event, I mean, I'm dripping with excitement.
Yeah.
I've said this ad nauseum this week. I root for Israel Adesanya's legacy. I root for his greatness. And I hope that it's hard for me not to root for him to get a win here to continue to sort of stamp that legacy as one of the all-time greats. But he is the challenger here facing Dricus du Plessis. I do think Adesanya, physically, we're going to get a different version of him. I expect the absolute best out of Adesanya. Sean Sheehan of Sherdog on the Anik and Florian podcast this week talked about Dricus du Plessis and said he needs to sort of approach this as if he's the challenger. You know, no holds barred, going into enemy territory, even though he's the champ, to sort of still approach it in that manner.
Wow.
I agree with that wholeheartedly. I had to give out a pick on Show Me the Money this week. I bet, I think it was minus 155, that the fight will be, that there will be a finish, that it will not go the distance. I do believe that for Dricus du Plessis, he's more likely to be finished by a technical clean striker like Adesanya than a brawler like Sean Strickland, who, you know, he beat in a split decision back in Toronto in January.
Right.
But I also think, as much respect as I have for Adesanya, and I do think he could prove there is levels to this, but I do believe Dricus du Plessis possesses the power. Adesanya's victory over Alex Pereira, for those of you who are UFC fans out there, he was very close to losing that fight. So you could argue it was a little bit of a Hail Mary. So I think for Adesanya here, it's an enormous opportunity. I can't wait for it. In terms of giving a pick on the fight, I'm not sure I'm going to do that, but I will tell you, I do believe we get a finish. There is some bad blood. Who will be the African king? Can't get enough of it, man. I'm all excited.
Yeah, I'm with you. For some strange reason, I think this doesn't go 25 minutes. And again, the line does not indicate as such. It's not one of those big, fat, like we had earlier with Tuivasa and Biggie Boy. But this is one of those in which I think both opponent have the opportunity in moments to end the fight suddenly. So I'm with you with that.
Yep. Bingo.
If you're telling me you got to pick a side, I'm going to go DDP just based on, I think, where he is mentally, physically. I'm watching Embedded this week. I'm looking for psychological clues and nonverbal indicators. Izzy, there may be too much riding on this. This may be one of those, it's now or it is never again, with a chance to fight for gold, where maybe DDP realizes I have a little bit less pressure on me, a little more slack, if you will, a little more margin for error, as we often say. Jason Anik, listen to him, watch him on Remember the Show podcast with the new welterweight champion of the world, Bilal Muhammad, and of course, Anik and Florian, and of course, as you mentioned, showing up with Matty Betts on Show Me the Money. Jay, appreciate you. Talk to you soon, my friend. Thank you for the time.
You're the best. Appreciate you, brother.
You are. There he is, Jason Anik, joining us Saturday tailgate for our Twin Peaks Fight Picks. Speaking of betting it, let's get to our Hard Rock Bet Quick Picks for this Saturday. Presented by Hard Rock Bet, which is now Florida's only legal sports book. So easy to sign up, fast withdrawals, fast deposits. You can use PayPal, Venmo, your credit cards, and more. Thousands of props, parlays, live play-by-play betting across every sport. I was betting tennis this week, live in match. Anywhere in the state of Florida, you can bet it. Download it now. Hard Rock Bet from the App Store, Google Play Store, or just go online to hardrock.bet. Hard Rock Bet is clean, straightforward, simple, easy to use, without any of that clutter that the sports books you've ever seen them have. Very simple for a first-time bettor, but all the features that experienced players like myself would demand. And here's the best part. Your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back for another shot. You heard what I said. If your very first bet does not win, you will get up to $100 back for another shot. So if you bet 50 on your first bet, it doesn't win, get 50 back. Bet 100 on your first bet, doesn't win, you get 100 back. You see how it works. Download Hard Rock Bet now. And remember, it's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus, physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Producer Damian Perez, what is my record with Hard Rock Bet Quick Picks for the year? That's right, 100%. 1-0. Last week, I gave you Australia plus 16 and a Australia. In the France, plus 16 and a half in the gold medal men's basketball Olympic game.
It was a good game.
And Team USA won by 12, covered easily, 1-0 on the year. Here is your Hard Rock bet. Quick picks. It is a parlay from UFC 305. I am saying that Tom Nolan wins by KO, TKO, or DQ at minus 400. Parlaying that with the Jenkins-Herbert Burns fight not going the distance at minus 475. Then also the Tuivasa-Rosenstruck fight to not go the distance at minus 600. And then Carlos Prates to win at minus 400. So that is four legs of the parlay. 100 gets you 220 and 67 cents back. My wager's 100. The payout, $220.67. And that allows you entertainment for the entire fight card, stretching it out, making it last. I look forward to going 2-0 and then stretching that into making it seem as though I went 4-0 because I picked the four fights. You know how you can...
Yeah, I'll be taking it too, man. So
play
hopefully
my
you win me some money.
There you have it. All right. We're inside the two-minute warning on this Saturday edition. The two-minute warning being presented once again by our friends at X Golf. Quick reminder, coming soon to West Palm Beach. Find them on Instagram at XGolfWPB. Coming up, 7 o'clock, it is kickoff. The Washington Commanders and your Miami Dolphins. Dolphins minus 4.5. 38.5 is the over-under. Of course, pregame starts early, and we'll carry that game in its entirety because ESPN 106.3 is your official home of Miami Dolphins football. Damian Perez, Brother Love, saying thanks for listening. Remember, on YouTube, subscribe to Questionable Call with Josh Cohen. Watch those new episodes every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And while every day above ground is a good day, Saturdays are just still always for the boys. Have a great weekend. See you Saturday.